The Joe Biden administration is considering shuttering, closing down, walking away from the so-called Disinformation Governance Board. So much criticism that they're questioning whether it's worth it.
Did that Jeff Bezos tweet last Friday push him over the edge?
Probably didn't. Yeah, when they say, hey, wait, this could be used against us? The Department of Homeland Security is considering shutting down its just created, as of 3 weeks ago, Disinformation Governance Board, which was officially tasked with allegedly combating false narratives around domestic terrorism and human trafficking around the border, but what was much more widely interpreted as having a broader authority to monitor and maybe curtail political speech they didn't like. Again, less than a month after its creation, the Disinformation Board's operations have been, quote, paused, close quote, multiple anonymous Department of Homeland Security officials told the Washington Post. Keep in mind, this government disinformation board would have been under the auspices, under the authority of the Department of Homeland Security. The department has reportedly decided to just shut down the board entirely as of yesterday. Its director, controversial director, Nina Jankowicz, has tendered a voluntary resignation letter. But DHS officials called her to give her the option to stay on while the Homeland Security Advisory Committee determines whether to shut down the board entirely.
Rudy Giuliani shared bad intel from Ukraine. Or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo and we really should take note.
How will the federal government ever get along without that kind of trenchant social commentary from Nina Jankowicz? Anyway, she has been harshly criticized for both her political partisanship and her record and her, quote, online behavior, which included her vocal discrediting of the Hunter Biden laptop story, which, of course, has now been verified.
We choose truth over facts.
And also her support for Christopher Steele, who authored the now discredited so-called dossier on former President Donald Trump. So it looks like that whole thing is about to crash and burn. Anyway, again, if you're just joining me, it looks like the Biden administration is shutting down the Disinformation Governance Board barely 3 weeks after announcing its creation.
Oh, information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origin seems slightly less atrocious.
She went to Princeton. Let's not forget that.
Is she one of the ones that's asking for her student debt to be forgiven?
She, you know what she should be asking for? A refund.